Someone had been there with him. He was sure of it now. His suspicion had been correct all along. Someone had been watching him from the minute he'd walked in. Before that, even. He'd sensed the eyes of an onlooker before he'd even left the driver's seat. But who could it be? What were they doing all alone in such an awful place like this? Surely it wasn't a lone college student or local seeking thrills. More likely, he thought, gritting his teeth, it was someone associated with the disappearance of Dr. Klein, returned to the site to clear up some evidence that had been left behind in the plot that had led to his disappearance. Deciding this to be the likeliest possibility, Ulrich steeled himself, took in a deep breath, and bellowed in a loud voice, "I've seen you. Come out of there with your hands up." It was all he could do to keep his voice from catching in his throat. If the intruder did come out, as per his command, then he had no idea what he'd do from there. He didn't carry a weapon and wasn't much used to apprehending perpetrators. There was only one thing he couldn't account for, and that was the utter paleness of the intruder's skin. Though he'd glimpsed the individual only a moment, he was certain as he was of anything that they possessed skin so fair as to be unnatural. It was the skin of someone who had never seen the sun, the skin of someone, perhaps, accustomed to lurking in the darkness. His spine began to tingle, cold sweat wreathing his collar. He narrowed his gaze and focused on what he'd just seen. Could he be so sure that it had been a human limb darting by? Shuddering, he assured himself it was so. To consider anything else was simply too grotesque and implausible. "Show yourself, or I'll call the police, straight away," he called, his voice a bit frailer this time. He carefully peered at his screen, noticing with a groan that he had no reception in this old building. There'd be no hope of his calling anyone from here, and it made his stomach churn. Sighing, he took a step forward. I'd hate to have to rough you up, he said, not a little unconvincingly.